Blog Talk Radio.
Web, body, web, got it, job on it. Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in Ferry or go sailing overseas and just drape me in Gucci, no? All I ever asked was you to pick up the phone when you alone. All I ever asked was you to show me some love, kisses and hugs. No, I never had to miss you go to the club with your boys, baby. I never wanted you to stay too long, just wanted you to show me up. So won't you say my name, if you claim you want me. It ain't no thing, you acting kinda shady. You ain't been calling me baby, yo. Boy, you can go stop playing games, playing games. I know you see it in my line, I'm on your mind. And that you want it bad, so I'm cool with that. I'm just trying to match your words with your actions. I need more than satisfaction. Did you really feel that action? Really wanna get you up, but play things funny, your friends. How that works, where that you're doing the-
Mm-hmm. and don't wanna wait. Gon' eat it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munchie, smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell him sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell a nigga fuck a plate. Slim stick, big dick. I'm a full course. When I'm done, you feel like you fucked a whole horse. Back shots, long dick, I go double time. Energize the bugs, hit them with that dirty wine. Just relax, shorty, let me enjoy the view. Let me stroke you out, make you bust another two. And if I give you some, promise you'll be rough. Blindfold and poppers, I can be your dirty slut. Come put your faith in it, nigga. Deep throat, I'ma swallow it, nigga. If you push my leg to the back, I can take it all, I'm proud of it, nigga. Yeah, I love a freak like you, and you need a freak like me. Wake up to breakfast in bed, spread the cheeks open like bone appetite. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' eat it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munchie, smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Fuck a play. If we fucking, then we shopping, nigga, cut a check. Baby sipping, get them diamonds in a new Patek. When he mad, cheer him up with a little neck. Fuck him, get the coins, move on to the next. Lick it, then you stick it, that's a universal rule. I got a fuck buddy, tell me, can you handle two? Nigga stalking me, all I did was let him eat it. Head game strong, I ain't gotta let him beat it. One nut, two nuts, I got more to come. Missionary nigga, we ain't done until I'm done. I want it in my gut, you got me opened up. Bust it on my butt, nigga, then I eat it up. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' eat it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munchie, smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Did it.
Man made.
What's up, everybody? You are now listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio. If you want to call in and share your thoughts with me or your thoughts on my opinion tonight, the number is 215-383-3855. Again, that is 215-383-3855. Please call into the show. Share your opinions with Mother Man May and tell me what you think about everything that I'm talking about, how you feel about it, what you got to say. Tonight, we're calling this edition a special edition of Black Trans Empower Hour and Street Smart Radio. We are going to talk about something that is, I guess, the hot topic of the moment, at least of the day, in the LGBT community, is black people, gay people, trans people, LGBT people, community love, does it exist? How do we fall in the spectrum as members of the LGBT community when it comes to what are we going to do to support the police attacking the black man? What are we going to do when it comes to the police killing the black man? As black trans women, how do we stand in protest with the murder of these black men if these are the black men that are murdering us? That is the question of the day. How do we, as black trans women, and people of color in the trans experience, honorably stand in position and raise and pump our black fist? It's in solidarity and solution, in unison, I'm sorry, with our black brothers and sisters who are protesting for black lives, if our black lives are not included. And let me tell you where this originated from. So I know everybody in the world, I'm going to run through this because it's all important, and we only have an hour, and tonight we don't even have the whole hour. So I got to make sure we get this all in. So if you don't know, I'm going to start from the beginning. And tonight, I'm just going to be telling the story like it is. I'm not going to be doing a lot of reading stories because we are past that. Everybody know what happened with George Floyd. And if you don't know, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. So, first of all, George was murdered by the police. He was apparently stopped for using what they say was a counterfeit $20 bill. I'm not going to say that's true. I wasn't there. I really don't know if that is the case, but I will say this. Whatever he was doing, it was not deserving of murder. So the police officer, some officer named Derek, I think it's Chavin, you can Google it, I don't care if it's name, I'm not uplifting or celebrating him, but whatever his name is, officer racist, who had a criminal history of violating the law and the human rights of other human beings. He had multiple complaints about what he had done. Apparently, from what I've been reading, he actually knew George personally from a strip club he was doing security at that George apparently worked at. Please don't quote me because, you know, all this stuff right now is just out there. None of it's been, like, proven with pictures. It's just different sites putting up what the information they have. And I read earlier that he knew George. I don't know. Maybe that is true or not true. It really doesn't matter. But ultimately, what the officer did, Officer Racist, he put his foot on George's neck, and I guess he was in his thought trying to secure him or hold him down or whatever. And he was able to bend like his knee down and squat his weight on his neck, which made it impossible for him to breathe. And he eventually suffocated and died. And when they came back, when it came to the body or whatever, realized he was dead, his body had actually threw up or regurgitated the fluid inside from being choked to death. So that's how we even know, that's the evidence, that this death was not like the other man was, I can't breathe, they say he had a heart attack or some shit or a stroke or some shit. No, this man was obviously murdered because he was choked to death, and his body proved it by the response to the situation. Like, this is the crazy thing, the thing that the police could sit there and do that, to go through the trouble of killing somebody and then walking away. And the only thing that was done originally is that it was fired from the job first, but they did not go through the process and investigate him until the people started rioting. So I know everybody's aware that in Minneapolis, Louisiana, in New York, Atlanta, now even down in Orlando, they are currently rioting like everywhere all over the United States, and I'm so proud of them. Like, I know people are out there going, why are we rioting? It's such a waste of time. It's the wrong thing to do. Let's not tear up our community. Let's not tear up our city. I say back to them, bitches, we had cities and communities, we would have this problem. I don't know why people are sitting around to my savior. You didn't just stand here for our own cities. We don't have cities. We don't have communities. Anything we fucking tear up in Atlanta is fucking theirs. If we had cities and communities and things of that nature, we would have these problems. These problems exist because we live in a nation. They let us know that we don't have cities and communities when they walk in and these cities and communities that we are proclaiming, and they cold-blood murder us and go home and go to bed at night. That's how you know when you have a police officer can walk in your apartment and shoot you dead and then tell the police, oh, I thought I was in my house. Like, those kind of things will let you know that we can tell what the fuck ever. None of this shit belongs to us. It's all theirs. It's all theirs. We're renting space. I don't give a fuck what the property line said. We're renting the space. Because none of that we pay for that has our name on it stops them from walking on that property and murdering us. Not a dollar. We don't have a key to lock them out. They've proven that. They don't need a key. Doors are, let me tell you something that people are confused about. Doors are not borders. Doors are jokes. Doors only let you know what people would like you to stop at. It does not enforce you to stop. We have to keep that in mind. You don't own nothing because you locked the motherfucking door. Anyway, y'all keep listening to the Black Trans Empower. I have so much more to the story to tell you. Hold on, we'll be right back after this break.
Hope. One day at a time, 2 days at a time for me. Help you get through it, real life block shit, we ain't here. Pop a wop in the daytime, that's that block life. Live life, cause I remember that box life. Hey, damn, wishing on a star. And I just hope I come home, even if I'm hard. Might get down here and do the same thing. Rob a nigga for the same chain, cause I'm going through the same thing. And to make it worse, my mom's died. My mom's is all I had, so you know I died when my mom's died. They ain't make it easier, that just made me greasier. And I'm out here getting crazier. Pop a wop and get dangerous. You know, Hawk, that's my brother, so he riding for the both. Ain't like me on go, go, go. My mind is really gone, so I don't really know, no, no. The rights from the wrongs, and it's just a low blow, though. But I've been fucking on bro, low, ho. And hell no, but it's a low blow, though. When life is short, when you got the bull in your court, and you just following your heart. Sunny days turn into rain, all I know is pain. Since my mama died, I ain't been the same shit, I'm really changing. It's a life lesson, so tell me how I'm supposed to count blessings. When they took my heart, so every day I sin. Beat a nigga in his chin, make him feel the pain that I feel within. Slap off that silly grin, you know I'm going away. I've been real on my life, these other niggas play pretend. We like, bruh, tell me how the fuck you scared. Been living in the same city since forever years. Been rolling with the same hoodie since my brother did. We can't make it for real till it got real. Then 10% your bell is half a mil. So you got no choice but to sit back, relax and chill. Think about it, was it really rip that feel? Was it really rip that drill? Tell me, Duke, was it really real? Was it really worth that kill? Was it really worth your life in the county? No visits, no court, no bail, no mail. Was it really worth that cell? Was it really worth that cell? Was it really worth that cell? Tell me, was the beef really real? Still screaming free, man. Sometimes I stay away, my nigga. Sometimes when I'm sleeping days, so I just stay in the days, my nigga. In the days, that's what happens when life hits. You know it's crazy when you trust a bitch. You fuck with her cause she real, then you find out that she just a bitch. The man telling you that he a hit, and somehow, some way, she failed to mention that shit. Now he got some hate up in his blood, claiming he don't fuck with her, but she don't really fuck with him. This nigga all up in love, threw my dick all in the dirt. Must have got his feeling hurt. Tell me, was it worth a bitch in a skirt? Was it really worth that skirt? Was it really worth? Was it really worth your face on a motherfucking shirt? Was it really worth that dirt? They throw my dick in the dirt. Na 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 na. Can't be stepping na 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 na. See me rolling da 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 da. Don't know nothing about it. Don't get fucked about it. Don't do shit without it. Sometimes I do my thing, and when I do my thing, I don't use my brain. Cause when I use my brain, I might go insane. So I don't even like the thing.
Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio. We are going to move on with the story. Okay, so if you were listening, I was at the part where George was murdered by Officer Racist. So, meanwhile, all the protesting is going on. People are outraged, which is rightfully so. And as I say, and I say it a million times, people may not agree with me. People may have a problem with me saying it, but I stand by it. I'm proud of people who are brave enough to go out there in the streets and fight for what is right, because if we lay here and continue to allow what is happening to happen, it will keep happening, and it's been proven. The knee has been taken. The silent protest has been done. We have stood outside of courthouses with signs and pump fists. We have signed shit on social media. We have done all that already, and it's that way. That's enough. We gave it a good try. Like, that's my defense. So anything that happens, lives, whatever happens now, we gave it a good try. that's one thing that we have to be have to hold on to and remember that in spite of it all, we gave it a good try. So moving on to the next part of the story. Meanwhile, and here's where the story gets more interesting. Meanwhile, in Tallahassee, Florida, a black transgender man was fatally shot by another officer who I would call Officer Racist, but I can't right now, but that's my personal opinion. Transgender shot and killed in Florida after fatally stabbing another man and pointing a gun at an officer, authorities said. Now, according to the police, that Tony McKay, a transgender black man who actually looks like a man who passes for a guy, was apparently running from the police because he stabbed a guy, fatally stabbed a guy who actually died on his mother's porch, who Tony proclaimed had been bullying him and who was a part of a group of guys who jumped him in a fight just the night before. All of this is documented on social media, so if you want to see it, go to his Facebook page. And I went today and I watched the video, and it was, I'm going to be honest about Tony, because I didn't want to say this, but I'm going to be honest. It seems like it might be some mental issues in that situation. From watching the Facebook video he did about the situation before it actually occurred, and him saying in the video that he was living suicidal, that meant something. That right there lets you know there is some mental issues that we need to talk about. I'm not saying that he's crazy. I don't know him. I'm definitely not saying that, but you don't have to be crazy to be depressed. And you don't have to be crazy to be going through some mental shit. And when you had this man said that he was fresh out of prison, and he came back to the block, I'm a quote unquote, because he was giving all his thug energy. So I'm going to give it what it was. He said he went back to the block, loyal to niggas, and niggas weren't loyal to him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I done been in these situations where you deal with what they call loyal niggas, and niggas don't be loyal. And I learned a long time ago that the people that you got to be loyal to are the people who are being loyal to you. And you have to catch that shit fast because niggas will pull it on you. So I understand his frustration, but I think that somewhere in there he may have lost some concept of reality and became delusional in the process. He reminded me of, his energy reminded me of these dumb thug boys out here that are hustling and think that killing a nigga or fighting a nigga is a goal or purpose in life. So I'm going to be honest about that and put it on Front Street. I don't think that his life was the most righteous and upfront. However, at the same time, and with all that said, the murder of a black man is the murder of a black man. And if we're not going to count no stripes against Trayvon Martin for whatever he was in that store doing before he was killed, then we don't count nobody else for the sake of no time they have served in prison. So I said all that just to be up front. Back to the story. So he stabs the man with the man, one of the men that jumped on him the night before or whatever, and he's running from the police. And when the police see him, they open fire. Now, they proclaim that he pointed a gun at them, but here's my problem with that version of the story. He was shot 10 times by the same cop. If he had a gun and pointed at you, why did you shoot him 10 times? One cop shot him 10 times. One cop shot him 10 times. And keep in mind, there was no gun recovered at the scene. And this is the most interesting part. The information about the gun only became public once the police were aware that he showed a gun in a video on Facebook. So I think that's all convenient. And I'm going to tell you, I don't believe none of that. He had a gun. He showed a gun. I don't believe it. I don't believe he pulled a gun on the police. It just was not that deep. I think he stabbed that other man. And he ran. And it makes it so, what makes it crazy people don't know is that the stabbing, the time between the stabbing and the time between him being shot to death was literally 15 minutes. So he was not no fugitive on the run, like the police was like, dead for their life. It was not given all that. It was not given all of that. And I have to say that if he may have stabbed his man, and I'm not going to give you that I know 1,000% why, like I was sitting there, but I feel in my energy that if when trans people have to fight back, we have to fight back. I never hold my people accountable for the murder of anybody who's been bullying and picking on them. I support it and salute it. Let me tell you, I will go to prison for killing a bitch and I can't take no more for doing some shit to me. You're not going to sit around and whoop my ass every time you feel like it. Bitch, no. It's not going to happen. Prison is not going to stop me and it convince me to let a bitch bully and beat me up just to fuck because. Or just treat me. No, bitch, no. So if they was doing something to that man and he got tired of it and he went back and got them bitches, salute. I salute that shit. We'll get them again. We'll never stop getting you bitches. Like with all the people I'm keeping trans. With all that people that black trans people and trans people of color have to go through to walk around with our heads high in society, this whole idea that people that cisgender black male is my king and he can treat me and beat me and do me any kind of way is a lost cause in my community. We will not stand for that. Yes, we will come back and kill you bitches. That is part of the whole, that is the premise of the argument when trans women say things like, we're both men. It's not that we feel that we're male or our energy is male. It's just to let you know that, bitch, you can kill me and I can kill you. It's just to let you know that I'm not going to cower and fall into a corner or be afraid because you're a man. It's not because I'm a man. It's because I want you to know that you being a man is not going to be enough. So I'm so all for it if he has to defend himself and he went back to do what he had to do because I am personally sick of my community being at the bottom of this pit. If we're going to have to fight to the top, it's going to cost us, it is going to be the consequences that we're going to have to kill other people so that we live. It's something that we're going to have to discuss and consider and put plan to action. Because if we have to be killed, we cannot die in a coward. If we have to be killed, we cannot die afraid. So while we salute the protesting for George, we are heartbroken over the silence for Tony. Y'all keep listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Brother Man May, and we'll be right back after these messages.
He said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. I met this little nigga and he was a dope dealer. Had him treating me to lunch, breakfast, and of course dinner. Just one kiss, had him under my spell. Real gangsta poppy came straight out of jail. He liked my small waist and my big fat lips. Did whatever I told him, could've made him my trick. Houdini with the snack, go and break a beach back. No, he didn't run track, but I had him pushing laps. Hello, all you niggas. My name is Goldie Zaw. I don't shoot hoops, but I like to play with balls. Come fuck with me and do what I say. I'm a bad little bitch. I look better than your bae. He said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control, like mind control, just like mind control, like mind control, just like mind control. I fucked with this boss who was beat like Rick Ross. He was heavy in the streets and a freak in the sheets. Finesse to VIP, bitch, he love my company. If you hoes is wondering, yes, I had him under me. I'm a very freaky girl. I make niggas buy me pearls. Got niggas chasing me all across the fucking world. One look in my eyes, let me bat my mink lashes. If she bubbles, and you know that bitch capping. Got a man in each cell, all across the fucking city. It's my charm, not my ass, but my motherfucking titties. Seduce these niggas and get what I please. Y'all hoes can make a dollar even on y'all fucking knees. Hello to you all, my name is Goldie Ball. I like boss niggas who dick stand tall. These hoes hate me, but I don't give a damn. I'm a real sneaky bitch, could persuade any man. He said it's soft and jiggly, I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be, give him brain telepathy. He said it's soft and jiggly, I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be, give him brain telepathy. Like mind control, just like mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control.
Just like mind control.
Man May.
Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May. This is Street Smart Radio. If you have thoughts and opinions that you'd like to share, the number is 215-383-3855. 215-383-3855. Please call in and tell me what you're thinking. Now, let me tell you, I have had this whole debate already on social media, and people have felt a way about me and what I have to say about Tony McKay versus George Floyd. And I understand that. I totally get that. And I'm not even mad at those people, but I just want to clear up some things. My opinion on the George Floyd versus Tony McKay situation is not divisive. I am not trying to put a wedge between the black community and the gay black community or the trans black community or anything of that nature. I'm a human being. As someone who has noticed the injustices in the situation, I feel that I've been, it would be a mistake on my part. It would be unfair on my part if I did not call out those who should be held accountable. This is not a technique of being divisive or trying to put one community against another. This situation is centered around me trying to get the community that identifies as heterosexual to understand how what they do makes us feel. See, here you have to understand the complete 360 circle of this. Tony McKay is a black man of transgender experience. He was being bullied by black men. He went back and defended himself against those black men and was murdered by the police, and now black people won't stand up for him. This is the circle. I'm going to break it down for you one more time, so it can be heard clearly. Tony McKay is a black transgender man. He was being bullied by black men. He defended himself against black men, and in return, in retaliation, he was murdered by the police, and now black people will not stand up for him. And those same black people are holding me accountable for not protesting for George. That is some conflicting ass shit. That is you standing in my face telling me that my life is not worthy to you, but you want me to put your life as worth. And it feels in my soul participating in this reciprocation also devalues my humanness for myself. Like, it's like self-devaluing. It's like me saying it's okay that you don't think I'm worthy, I'm still going to lift you. It's you asking me to lift my oppressor while being oppressed. How do I walk around and defend myself against black men, protect myself and my life against them, meanwhile standing for them, standing up for them? The same people who are murdering my community are the same people we are being asked to march for. They're the same people telling us we're not worthy. And I'm not just talking about the black men. I'm talking about the black women. I'm holding black women accountable because you are the mothers who tell your sons that if they love us, you love them less. You are the mothers who kick them out of the families when they come, when they bring us back to the house and tell you this is where my heart is. So I hold you accountable. It is shameful that black people are silent in the process of this murder. It is shameful that they are bombing police cars for George and silent for Tony. That is shame. That is blatant dishonor and disrespect. So where do we carry that? As black trans people, where do we take that to? I have a black brother. He's a black man. He's a fucking idiot. But I hope to God the police never murder him. In that process of being worried about my brother, I still have to fear that my brother has a friend who will murder my friend. See, I'm a rest in the power that my brother would never harm me. He's my brother. But there's no safety in that for my community. He's my brother. His friends are not my brother. His friends will blow my fucking brains out. And now I'm wondering, I have to wonder, is my brother going to march for me? Because I don't know no more. I don't know what makes brothers and sisters and bloodlines, because it ain't skin color. It appears that when my brain is on the cement, I'm transgender, I'm not black. Because those are the people who are going to be looking at me and worried and protesting and caring and loving. My black community will turn their head in shame like I don't fucking exist. Like I don't fucking exist. How else? How can I be visible? How can I be honored and respected in a place that tells me that my death isn't worth talking about? That my murder by the system is irrelevant because I am of the experience. That shit is crazy. Like, do we need blacker skin? What experience do we have that will justify, that will align us with the scum you bitches pick up from the street? The scum you bitches, a tougher break. I'll be right back after these messages.
Make the money flip. Make the money flip. Yeah, making money flip. Notorious Goop story. Everything a nigga do be on some money shit. Riding through the city trying to make this money flip. Y'all niggas funny, y'all be on some bummy shit. Fuck around, I'ma hit you with this honey clip. Everything a nigga do be on some money shit. Riding through the city trying to make this money flip. Y'all niggas funny, y'all be on some bummy shit. Fuck around and I'ma hit you with this honey clip. Everything I do be on some money shit. Funny niggas in the way be on some bummy shit. I came up all by myself, nobody from me shit. So if you think about taking, take this honey clip. Me and my blood stay on some 100 shit. My face card alone can get a nigga 100 brick. I'm in the kitchen and I'm whipping up a 36. When I'm finishing it up with a 1 and a split. Sold it while I was wet, nothing but zip. Now my pocket's on Pringles can, nothing but chips. Bad bitch from Section 8 selling gas for me. Type of bitch that sits their gram up a whole bag for me. Have it all gone in one day and some ass for me. Left a bitch a couple $100 for her gas money. Added a new shooter, want a ship like Golden State. Now my name ringing bells and I'm holding weight. But I still catch a body like Golden Tate. I don't drop shit, I just pop shit. 6 zips of red and 1 liter of pop, bitch. You ain't a real drinker, make your heart stop, bitch. Fuck a hater, fuck a DA, fuck a cop, bitch. Hating on a nigga cause I'm in a Benz cockpit. Smoking on a grab a leaf while I get my cock lit. So many bitches in my bed look like a mosh pit. Everything a nigga do be on some money shit. Riding through the city trying to make this money flip. Y'all niggas funny, y'all be on some bummy shit. Fuck around, I'ma hit you with this honey clip. Everything a nigga do be on some money shit. some money shit. Riding through the city trying to make this money flip. Y'all niggas funny, y'all be on some bummy shit. Fuck around and I'ma hit you with the honey. I smoke an ounce of weed a day and buy the A to lean. You ain't a big dog till you weighed up with a bean. I do this for my niggas, just laid up in the bean. And for my niggas no longer here doing their thing. I got a cat like Michael Max and a dream like King. But switching over to this rap ain't easy as it seems. A bunch of fuck niggas in the industry. I can't really relate because I'm in the street. On the other side, the feds wanna finish me. Give me my third strike, that'll be the end of me. I walk with a stick all the time, I got pimp in me. Because the defense is trying to cause an injury. I'm stacking money up, taller than the centipede. Your squad full of bitches, just like the women's league. In one hand a full frame, the other hand a lemon squeeze. I be in a den of thieves, you be with like 10 police. Small like the Genovese, get them in for 10 a key. I don't even tap on it, I just put my cap on it. Trying to freeze me out, nigga, I ain't calling Kaepernick. I ain't on no nilly shit, only rep one flag. And them niggas killing shit, big B's up. And the blood will be spilling quick. If you niggas get on some funny shit, we can get on some other shit. But on another tip, just tryna see my money flip. Everything a nigga do be on some money shit. Riding through the city tryna make this money flip. Y'all niggas funny, y'all be on some bummy shit. Fuck around, I'ma hit you with this honey clip. Everything a nigga do be on some money shit. Riding through the city tryna make this money flip. Y'all niggas funny, y'all be on some bummy shit. Fuck around and I'ma hit you with this honey clip.
Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio. The hour flies so fast, and it's like we are winding down to the last moments of the show, and there's something I want to say before it's all over. I want to make something clear, something I want to make sure that I say. I try not to just knock some shit down and don't give it a solution. It doesn't help. And I have seen some lives with some other trans people talking about the situation. I feel like we are on the attack right now. We are on the defense. We're not on attack. We're on defense right now. And it's because we're hurt. It's because we're heartbroken. It's hurt people hurt people. So if I say anything that hurts people, I'm sorry. Let me say that up front. It's because I'm hurt. This morning on the phone with my daughter, I was on the, you know, everybody talk on the phone when you see each other now. So we on the phone look at each other or whatever. And she's emotional. She's protesting. She's carrying signs with Tony. And she's going through it emotionally. And she's like almost in tears talking to me. And I'm almost in tears talking to her. And we're debating it because she feels a little bit like I'm being divisive. And I just want to be clear on the subject. It's not about being divisive. And it's not about creating the energy of separation. And my solution that I give you to take back home, to begin opening the door to solving the problem, is to ask yourself what is unconditional love looks like. We as people have failed to understand the true meaning of unconditional love. And it's not that I'm telling you to honor those who dishonor you. But you have to remember that things like what we do with our lips and our hips and our whips cannot be how we separate ourselves in society in this battle. Because that is not how they're separating the attack. Keep that in mind. We have to separate our defense in the manner in which they are separating the attack. And if they are attacking us based on just our skin, then we need to group together in that thought process and attack back in that manner. I can't sit aside across from you and say that I won't fight with you. Those who are fighting us both in the theory that you are not exactly like me, that will never be. That will never be. That is the process that keeps us in this predicament, is that is which, if you are slightly different, you are too different to stand with. That is the dumbest thought we can come up with as people. We are all slightly different. It is what makes us individual. And I don't know, maybe, and this is something that I learned as I got older was my individuality was my specialty. What made me different from the person sitting next to me is what made me special. It may not be what has always gotten me in the door. It may be what has gotten me kicked out. But, bitch, I promise it made me special. I promise. And we have got to live in that space. We got to come together on the accord that if we're going to accomplish, if we're going to move forward, we cannot be separated by things like what we're doing with our body parts. Like, seriously? And it was just sad. Here's the underlying saddest, worst part about it all. Is we are separated by what we're doing sexually, our sexual identities. We have decided that people with certain sexual identities and gender identities or gender, whether gender whatever, are too different to be of to help when they are down. And we expect them to help us when we are down. That process does not work. One hand washes the other. This is simple mathematics. All I'm asking you to do, if you are in earshot of a person who identifies as heterosexual, I'm asking you to just have a conversation. If you are a person who identifies as LGBT community member, I'm asking you to have a conversation. It's not a debate. You don't have to win. You don't have to change minds. You don't have to do nothing but have a conversation. See, what I understand is everybody's not me. They're not going to be able to defend their point of view the way I can, and that's perfectly fine. All I'm asking you to do is have a honest conversation. Let's not fight. I don't want to argue. We could take turns. We could even do the thing like when you pass the baton and all the person with the baton gets out. I'm here for all that. But we need to start with a conversation that is honest and real and true. Because I'm tired of seeing my transgender brothers and sisters being murdered for the same shit for doing the same shit that the bitch murdering them is doing. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. If you are a black person who will not march for the rights of a transgender person, you should be shamed and hung and feathered and tarred. And I don't give a fuck how nobody feels about it. You should be shamed and hung and feathered and tarred. Because black people have been done so wrong for so long, we should be the ones in the front line for anybody's injustice. Because we know we're the first ones to get it back. The moment that things are in a negative space, black people are the first ones to fall. So we should be holding everybody up so we can stay up. This shit don't make us any sense. They are currently, right now, saying that you cannot go outside your home without a face mask on. Meanwhile, they will shoot you dead for walking around with a face mask on. This, to me, sounds like an explanation for killing black people. And here we are surprised that more black men are being murdered, like, right now, in this corona moment. Here we are shocked that they're murdering us, but what did we expect? We've broken the black rules. They already can't tell us apart. Now you got a face mask? I'm definitely going to kill you and say I thought it was so-and-so. You have a face mask. Let me give y'all a suggestion before I get out of here because my time going to run out soon. Please do yourself a favor and get you a specialty made mask. This is my advice to your black ass. Don't walk around here in no mask like everybody else, girl. Don't put that bandana shit on your face, girl. Go get you a mask that say, I'm not a thief. Don't shoot. Get you some shit in the front that's originally yours. Make up some shit. Because, bitch, you ain't finna tell me you shot me. Because I'm coming out of the bank in a black mask and you heard of a man robbed the bank in a black mask. No. 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 My man say lime green and say I saw a dick behind an alley with marshmallows in my booty. Ain't nobody got this mask. I'm wearing a lime green mask and I'm going right across the front. I saw a dick in the back alley with marshmallows in my booty. So when you shoot me, you shoot me. Ain't no looking like we looking like. I thought it was so-and-so. No, no, no. Y'all, that's the first tip. Corona tip number one came from Black Trans Entertainment. I mean, Street Smart Radio. I'm so sorry. Corona tip number one came from Street Smart Radio. It's the best tip you will ever motherfucking get, bitch. Bitch, please. Get you a specialty made mask so that you will not be mistaken for another black person and be killed for shit that somebody else supposedly did. At this point, I don't know how I'm supposed to trust any government. At this point, I don't know how I'm supposed to trust anybody. Be smarter. Be smarter. The news can't even hide the police brutality going on in these protests. The news can't even cover it up. You can see the police on the news snatching people over barriers. Now, how am I the problem? I'm standing behind the barrier with a sign, and you reach your ass across the barrier, snatch me over, and whoop my ass. And y'all were talking about we're the violent ones. Bitch, it don't look that way. I think those protesters that are fighting for us that are out there being pepper sprayed, tear gassed, and whatever the hell going on are brave. I thank them. I thank them because we need you. But while you're out there, please do me the favor, the one favor, and be sure to remember the whole community. Remember that the love that you possess, that you are sharing, the reason you're fighting is our reason as a unison. Don't think that because my trans experience is different from your heterosexual experience that I can't stand with you, that you can't fight for me. Because it's not true. You can. And I need you to. All right, y'all. We're going to wrap this show up and bring it to an end. But before we go, I'm going to do something tonight I guess I've never done before, and something I guess I kind of been afraid to do because I don't know what my audience is per se, but I want to share a poem with you that I read that really touched me, I read it back in school or whatever. I think we performed it in school one time or whatever, and it came in my head today. I couldn't get it out of my head. It kept, like, repeating like a song in my head, and I really felt all day that I wanted to read this to you all tonight. It's not very long. But just stay with me. It's called If We Must Die. The writer is Claude McKay. Here we go. If we must die, let it not be like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious spot, while round us bark mad and hungry dogs, making their mark at our accused lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood is not shed in vain, that even the monsters that we defy shall be constrained to honor us, though dead. O kinsmen, we must meet our common foe, though far outnumbered, let us show us brave. For those thousand blows, let us deal one death blow, what thou before us lie an open grave. Like men, we'll face the murderless, cowardly pack, pressed against the wall, dying, but fighting back. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May. Please take my words as a cry for help. In the Black Trans community, we are fighting this fight without the support of the people, of our creators, of our essence of who we are. I was in a battle argument today that was about, are we black trans people or are we trans black people? What's first? Am I black first or am I trans first? And I had to think about it. And I came to the conclusion that I don't get the choice to be black first. Because black people don't put me first. How can I be the experience of black first when the black people have already decided I'm not black enough? They've already decided my life is not black enough. The value of my life is beneath that of being a black person. I'm a chicken or dog to them. I'm dinner, bitch. Eat that. Kill that. Be that. How can I be black first? I have to be trans first because that's all I am in the fight. And when it's all over and the smoke is clear and they have taken my life and there's nothing else left for me, black people won't open their mouth. They won't say a word. It'll be my trans brothers and sisters who live on and pursue and push on the legacy that is me. Ask a person, a heterosexual person, who is Marsha. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'll be back next week with more.
Man made.
Yeah.
Weezy out of here.
The dash is digi, the schedule busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like Boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her, look up, cause it's snowing in Tootsies. Booked for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, this shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Young Money Records, the Army, the Navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody saved
me. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young come and finish you. Though you being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Man, Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million and a hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
Weezy out of here.